It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I'm your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on holding your fire. There has been a rash of break-ins in Sausalito, and this show will address some of the things you can do to protect yourself, your family, and your property. We'll also discuss the importance of holding your fire. At the end of the show, I will pass on some very simple steps you can take to increase the security of your home. First, let's keep some things in perspective. Anytime someone breaks into your home, it is a traumatic experience. That being said, the recent incidents have been relatively minor, and as far as I know, no one has been injured. The thief or thieves is or are looking for items that can be easily converted to cash. These criminals are either looking to support themselves or possibly an expensive drug habit. They may be repeat offenders, but they do not appear to be hardened criminals. Keep that in mind as we continue our discussion. So what can you do to improve the security of your home? You can contract with a professional security firm to install a security system in your home. You can take some simple steps that I will describe at the end of the show to make forced entry more difficult. You can buy a big dog, but in the long run, that can be more expensive than the professional security firm. Or you can buy a weapon. The first three options can each make sense depending on your circumstances. The fourth one, buying a weapon, makes little sense, and we should discuss why not. California has laws governing what steps you can take to protect yourself and your family. These laws are not black and white, and the primary color is gray. But this is not a legal show, and I aim to talk just the practical side of the situation. Now, on that practical side, we all recognize it is a far different thing to shoot at a paper target on a firing range than it is to shoot a living, breathing human being, particularly if that human can shoot back. Since you won't know whether your intruder is armed, your heart will be racing like never before, the adrenaline will be pumping, and you will not likely be in control of even yourself. And if you shoot, you most likely will kill. I saw a TV show the other night in which the homeowner cop shot an intruder three times with what appeared to be a 9mm weapon. Cop and intruder then proceeded to carry on a conversation on the homeowner's kitchen floor. What hooey. Three hits from a 9mm at close range, and the only person that intruder is talking to is Saint Peter. Additionally, bullets keep on going. If you fire within an apartment building, that bullet might end up two units over, and no telling what collateral damage there could be. Good luck explaining that one at the Homeowners Association. Experienced cops will tell you they pray they go their entire career without drawing a weapon, and they are highly trained. I had the same prayer while I was in the military. Sure, it's cool to brag how you would handle a burglar, but it is a far different thing to actually have to confront someone in the dark. You won't know if it's a thief, your spouse, or your neighbor come to check on you, and there are no mulligans in gunplay. So leave the dirty, hairy stuff to the professionals. If you hear an intruder in your home, call 911. The police will come quick, and they know what they are doing. So here are some simple steps to improve your home security. Many thieves gain access to homes by prying open sliding glass doors or unlatching double-hung windows. You can buy a flip-down bar that will prevent anyone from prying open your sliding glass door, or you can simply have a wooden dowel cut the length of the exposed track of the sliding glass door. Slip the dowel into the track, and the door cannot be pried open. For the double-hung windows, drill a small hole through the top frame of the lower window and the straight into the lower frame of the upper window. Slide even a small nail all the way through the hole and the window cannot be opened. You will need to remove the nail, obviously, to open the window yourself. Some small steps to increase your security. But remember, if you hear an intruder in your home, your first step, just like a medical emergency, is to call 911. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.